This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I say soda, you may say pop, but sales by the big four, Coke, Pepsi, and other diet counterparts are down and have been in decline for some time in the move to water, juice, energy drinks, and beyond. But that could spell opportunity for smaller regional brands trying to make their way into the U.S. market. Reporter Wilson Sayre from WLRN in Miami brings us the story about a Cuban soda called Iron Beer.
Most people who drink it know Iron Beer as
Iron Beer.
Deandre Blanco, head of marketing for the drink maker, is the third generation Blanco to work at Iron Beer. The soda tastes kind of like root beer without the sassafras bite. If you look at the can, you'll see this pronouncement. Since 1917. That's 100 years. It was once sold from the back of a horse-drawn cart in Cuba, then came to Miami after the Cuban Revolution. The marketing strategy is simple. History.
In reality, our biggest market are the elderly Cuban families that came from Cuba, migrated, drank it in Cuba. They came to Miami. They saw it here.
This is a common story in regional sodas. A younger generation maybe has different tastes, or they're moving away from the area that carries it. So the question is, do brands like Iron Beer have another 100 years in them? Jake Beneflaw, founder of the Journal of Cultural Marketing Strategy, says yes.
It definitely activates the feeling of nostalgia, the feeling of your country of origin.
And that can increase loyalty and sales. He likens the soda industry to the beer industry, pushing towards craft and unique stories behind brands. Regional sodas, including those historically from outside the U.S., like Iron Beer or Mexico's Jarritos and Topo Chico, fit into that. Dwayne Stanford is executive editor of Beverage Digest.
What some of the larger companies with big distribution centers systems can do is take those brands, plug them into a national system, and they know they're going to have a set of consumers who are really interested in them, will buy them, and most importantly, are willing to pay a premium price for them.
And that starts to help the bottom line for companies like Pepsi and Coke, where sales of their flagship sodas are on the decline. Mexican sparkling water Topo Chico was purchased earlier this year by Coca-Cola for $220 million. Iron Beer isn't up for sale, but it does see a bright future. One day, the company hopes to go national. But first, a celebration. It will soon roll out a can that says more than 100 years. In Miami, I'm Wilson Sayre for Marketplace.